The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Renunciando al cargo de presidente constitucional.
Pedro Pablo Kuczynski resigned as president of Peru last month because of a corruption scandal. Kuczynski was supposed to host the Summit of the Americas this week. That's a gathering of the Western Hemisphere's heads of state. And its theme this time, cue the irony, is corruption. The scandal that forced Kuczynski to resign involves the giant Brazilian construction firm Odebrecht. The company has admitted paying almost $1 billion in bribes to officials in a dozen countries, including Peru.
Por actos políticos subjetivos.
In his resignation speech, Kuczynski denied getting any Odebrecht cash. But three former Peruvian presidents are also accused or under investigation. So are Peruvian business people, including insurance millionaire Gustavo Salazar. That's him declaring his own innocence on a Peruvian TV news show last fall. Salazar faces charges of facilitating a multi-million dollar bribe Odebrecht paid a Peruvian governor in return for a highway project. Public outrage is especially loud because the work is now over budget by about $100 million. But Salazar isn't in Peru. He's living here in the $1.5 million oceanfront condo he owns in Sunny Isles Beach. A Peruvian judge just issued a preliminary extradition order to bring Salazar back to Peru. But it could be a long time before that ever happens, if it happens. And that bothers corruption experts like Jose Miguel Cruz.
Miami and South Florida is seen as this sort of paradise for those corrupt officials and executives.
Cruz is director of research at Florida International University's Latin America and Caribbean Center. This Friday, the center hosts a conference on Latin American corruption to coincide with the Corruption Summit in Peru. Cruz says the U.S. aids Latin American corruption by making it easy for suspects to take refuge in places like Miami with their allegedly dirty cash.
With these cases of corruption coming from Latin America, here in Miami, with the desire to contribute to the growth in real estate and different investments, we have tended to look the other way.
Cases like Gustavo Salazar's are indeed common in South Florida. Among them, the former president of Panama, Ricardo Martinelli. He was living in a Coral Gables mansion when he was arrested last year. The U.S. will decide if he should be extradited back to Panama on corruption charges. Salazar says he's a victim of bad investigative work by overzealous Peruvian prosecutors. And in Peru, there's no bail system. So if he does return, he'll just sit in jail until his case is resolved, which could be years. Miami attorney Lilian Sanchez represents Salazar.
We have repeatedly reached out to the prosecutor to explain what happened in this case, but unfortunately, they don't have the due process rights that we have in the United States. So, of course, he's going to take the due process benefit of the country that he's in here.
But Peruvians are also angry that Salazar is enjoying due process in such luxurious digs. Salazar, a legal U.S. resident, bought his Jade Beach condo in Sunny Isles Beach 6 years ago. That's when Odebrecht arranged the bribe Salazar is accused of expediting. And he acquired the condo anonymously, using a shell company whose officers are listed as his wife and daughter.
These structures are very commonly set up to hide the assets using family members.
Annette Escobar is a Miami attorney at the Sequoir law firm specializing in international financial fraud. She points out federal officials did start a pilot program 2 years ago to make large property purchases like these more transparent, but she says much more is needed.
I think it would take congressional action and probably international cooperation.
Latin American corruption suspects who take refuge here are under heavier scrutiny now, and there may be many more names, at least underwater. A high-level Odebrecht executive told investigators he had a laptop computer containing all the company's bribery data. But he said that last year, during a visit to Miami, he threw it into the ocean in a panic. Meaning even more cases involving the Odebrecht scandal are probably lying at the bottom of Biscayne Bay. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.